Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningin M. Hangsing. The government has refuted a social media post claiming that the Indian Post Office is giving away 20,000 rupees to people through a lucky draw. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has informed that the claim is completely fake and that the Indian Post Office has no connection to any such subsidy or lucky draw. The unit urged people to beware of online fraud being carried out in the name of a recognized body and asks people to avoid clicking on any suspicious links or web pages. It asks citizens to report such fake claims by calling +91 879 971 1259 or through an email at factcheck@pib.gov.in. Atoka Tea Company Limited, based at Nikkeku Village, Newland, recently launched the Naglan Gold Tea under the brand Northeast Brews at Atoka Tea Factory. Deputy Chief Minister Naglan T.R. Zeliang, while launching the product, said that marketing was crucial in sustaining any industrial unit and added that such innovative ventures would encourage other local agro-based manufacturing units and strengthen the state economy. General Manager K. Awomi informed that the product would soon be put in the retail shelves in the state and other Northeast states. The GST Bajat Utsav began on 22nd of last month following a reduction in GST rates across multiple sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST reforms in the automobile sector are helping citizens.
Next generation GST reforms have provided relief to the automobile sector by lowering the tax on vehicles, easing access to mobility for a wide spectrum of users. Under the new tax structure, the tax on two-wheelers up to 350cc has been reduced from 28% to 18%, making two-wheelers more affordable. To strengthen the public transportation system in the country, the government has reduced GST on buses and minibuses with a seating capacity of more than 10 persons to 18% from previously taxed 28%. Talking to Akashvani News, Sandeep Kulkarni, a car buyer, said that after the tax reduction, vehicle prices have decreased and he saved 1 lakh rupees on purchasing a new car.
These reforms have boosted demand, supported manufacturers and made everyday mobility more accessible for people across the country. The two-day conference of Chief Electoral Officers, CEOs, organized by the Election Commission of India, began at India International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Management in New Delhi yesterday. The conference, presided over by Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, was attended by Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi.
During the conference, the SS, the offices of the CEOs of all states and UTs for the Nationwide Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise. The commission also assessed the progress made on the directions previously issued to the CEOs to map the current electors with the electors as per the last SIR in the state and UT. The conference is being held as a follow-up on the SIR preparedness conference organized last month, during which all the states and UTs gave detailed presentations on the numbers of electors, qualifying date of last SIR and electoral roll as per the last completed SIR. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 was announced yesterday, the country's highest recognition for outstanding and inspiring contributions in science, technology and innovation. India's renowned astrophysicist and science communicator, Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar, will be given the Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. 8 scientists have been selected for the Vigyan Shri Award. Under the Vigyan Yuva category, 14 young scientists have been selected across various disciplines, while the Vigyan Team Award is being given to Team Aroma Mission CSIR for its contributions in agricultural science. On to sports, India yesterday swept 2 gold medals in the girls' singles events at the Badminton Asia Under-17 and Under-15 Championships at 2025 at Chengdu in China, with Shaina Manimuthu and Diksha Sudhakar winning in their respective age groups. This was also India's best ever tally from a single edition of the Badminton Asia Under-17 and Under-15 Championships. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.